You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
It's going great, Jason.
Going great here, too. And I want to say hello and welcome and good luck to Finn from Eugene. Finn, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited to have you. What do you like to do when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
I like to do support games, video games, getting outside and on my bike.
Oh, good. Everything. Well, that is good prep for the KLCC Conundrum. Forrest, let's play the quiz.
Let's play the quiz. So we've got, for Finn, we've got a round about words that turn into other words when you add a T.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some clues. For example, the Spanish word for river becomes a dramatic social uprising. That'd be Rio and riot. So try and give me both words.
Yeah. You got that, Finn?
Yeah. Are we doing any shuffling or just at the end there?
No shuffling. Just add a T to the end of the word.
Awesome.
So first we've got the number of arms that crabs have, or the number of top 10 tallest mountains in North America that you can find in Alaska becomes a temporary outdoor dwelling.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be 10 and 10th.
Wow, yes.
That's
10
true.
Of 10 in Alaska.
All 10 of the top 10 tallest mountains in North America are found in Alaska.
That's good lore.
Next.
Right on.
Two of the Spice Girls have the same first name. Add a T to get a sandwich.
Okay. I was going to say, I think the only one I can name is Mel, and that would be a melt.
Sure would.
I'm sure I would recognize some of them.
Next, a rather morbid lullaby about children falling out of trees becomes the past tense of commerce.
Yeah, when this breaks in the nursery rhyme.
Yeah, synonym with purchased.
Oh, okay, a bow and bought.
Yes, good.
Certificates that can be used as a substitute for cash or an abbreviation at the pharmacy becomes a small program to automate computer tasks.
Oh, okay, that would be a script and a script.
Yes, very good.
All right.
A Baltimore author becomes the kind of author that he was.
That's good. Edgar Allan Poe and the poet.
Yes, sure good.
I was proud of that one. an automaker whose logo is four interlocking circles becomes a reevaluation of official documents.
Maybe okay, that would... That would be an Audi and an audit.
Yes, very good.
A West Indian city that was a Portuguese colony for several centuries becomes a person of unsurpassed excellence in slang.
I think I might need a hint here.
So the acronym that is a person of unsurpassed excellence is also an animal.
Yeah.
Okay. Goa and goat.
There you go. Great.
Very nice.
And then to burn or a fish becomes a kind of special purpose map for navigation.
A burn or a fish?
Yeah. If you burn something, like if you were to...
Yeah. This is a desirable feature of certain grilled meats put this on it. It's the prefix of a Pokemon.
Okay. A char and a chart.
There
yes,
we go.
Excellent. Well, Finn, you did great. So well, as a matter of fact, that we would like to send you a KLCC tote bag just for appearing on the KLCC Conundrum.
Well, thank you very much.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.